This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody on. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
2-0, and he's... What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
From Zlatan Ibrahimovic's brash confidence with the play to back it up, to Megan Rapinoe's heroic outspokenness and World Cup flair. Each episode examines a personality of the world's game. We'll dig into Maradona's Hand of God performance and subsequent downfall, the teenage trio at Dortmund that signaled the next generation of superstars, and that infamous headbutt that slung Zinedine Zidane from glory. Golden Goal, soccer stars and the moments that made them. Premiering this summer on Blue Wire.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to the Backliners podcast. Agro joined by Barracuda, as per usual. Though, Barra, you seem like you've gone back into the scene days a little bit over these last 2 weeks. How much has destiny forced you to put your hair this way?
I've been in a friend's LAN party this entire weekend. And on Saturday, they straightened my hair, and I was full emo. Even this morning, I was emo. But as I had to take a shower before the stream and, show that to the world.
It's still there. Trust me. It is still there. For sure. Yeah, I'm definitely seeing it.
I have, the Justin Bieber right here.
Yeah, you do. So, for sure. It is. Yeah. It's a look. You know? It's not a bad one. It just caught me off guard. That plus, the beard
Mom.
Trim. Hey. Sorry, it looks horrible and I hate it. Yeah, is that
it's a look. It's a look.
Okay, well, am I wrong? It is a look. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yours is a look too.
You're not wrong. Thank you for saying that about me.
Way to copy every male hairstyle right now.
Yeah, that's. You don't think they copied me?
Oh, way to be the front runner for the every male hairstyle.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm the one who's getting it kicked off. So for everyone who's just tuning in, what we're going to be doing is a couple weeks ago on stream, PBM did a most iconic God player combo list, which I thought was a lot of fun. And I thought that it would be a good idea for Barra and I to go down the list. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to take every single God and we're going to say which pro player is the most iconic match with that God. Unfortunately, it is going to be a little bit awkward for those of you watching, but I do want to make sure that we try and preserve this as a podcast thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the list that we get done with today on my Twitter tomorrow once the podcast goes up. And then again, when we finish it, I think we're going to get about halfway done today because there's 100 gods in the game now.
Yeah.
Who knew? That's a lot. That's a lot of gods.
Way too many.
So we should get right into it because this is going to take up some time. We're starting today and we're starting with Achilles. And this one is pretty easy for me. I'm going to fill it out as we go. I've got Scary D in there for Achilles.
Same.
All right. Same for Barra. Anyone else come close?
There was a few. For some reason, my mind went to Aqua and Fine. And also... Little star besides all of mine. There, I was looking through mine because I made a list.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I looked at the god, and the first person that came to mind was who I put the majority of the time.
Sure, I think that's fair.
And I think there's a lot of NA bias here. I'm just going to say that real quick.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'll try and balance it out then. I'll try and bring some more EU focus. But I'd anticipate you putting people that you played against a lot. And also, I might reference who Mike has for some of these as well. He actually has a different one for Agni than I thought. Agni's a tough one, man. No one plays this god enough.
On my list, I literally put two question marks because I have a lot of recency bias with DMT and Vin. And
yeah, because they're the ones Vin's popping into my mind. A lot.
And then back in the day, it was Boosh, and for some reason, Prime kept popping in my head.
Hmm.
But there wasn't, a person, or, like when I see Agnew, it's not like a person that's like, oh my gosh, we cannot give them Agnew, or like I've ever thought that throughout my career.
Or, yeah, I think of Boosh first and foremost, and that's who PBM has on his list. But it's actually someone in chat actually beat me to it. Chaos, I think, what is the guy I think of when I think of Agnew. Yeah. He played
I do not think of Chaos.
You don't? He spammed Agnew back in the day. He was an Agnew Yanis Jonqui three trick. That's all. That's like the only gods I think of him playing.
That's true. Without the Agnew for me.
Fair enough. I'm putting Agnew for me, or I'm putting Chaos for me. Two question marks for Barra. AMC. I'm excited to hear all of your Hunter ones because I think they're going to be fun. Who you think of? Who do you think of when you think of AMC?
Bit of recency bias here. I put Dardez.
Really? You put Dardez?
Yep.
Interesting.
And I thought of PCAT a little bit, but I don't think I was ever scared of like PCAT as, or like any hunters as like, we can't give them AMC. Whereas Dardez was like, if he gets AMC, the game's over.
Yeah, so. I could see that. I think of Snoopy for sure when I think of AMC, because he spammed that god all the time when it first came out, and he was pretty dominant on it, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He was good. I think of PCAT, I think, more than Snoopy. But yeah.
Okay. That's, fair enough. Yeah. Opwash, this one's easy for me. That's a Mozwall pick.
Yep.
That's Mozwall all day. You're the same way?
All day, every day. There was no one else that even deserved another mention there, in my opinion.
Wolfie played it a lot, if I remember correctly, for Rival, but not to the level of Mozwall's success. Amaterasu is an interesting one. When I think of Amaterasu...
For me, I put Scary.
You put Scary. Interesting. That makes sense. That makes sense for you to put it. I mean, he was playing that a ton when you were playing with him.
Yep.
Back in the day. I think of Benji. Is there another solo laner?
That's also fair.
Yeah, I think of Benji. I think of Mike a lot when it comes to playing Ama support. But I think of Ama more as a solo laner for sure. So I'm gonna put Benji. Mm-hmm. You've got Scary. Yep. On her. Who you got for on her?
I couldn't decide between me and Zap. Mm-hmm. So I just put Zap slash me. Zap for the
aggressive. I'm gonna make you choose. I'm not gonna put a slash. You gotta choose. Who do you think has the best? Who had the best on her of all time? You or Zap?
Individual mechanics, him. Team fighting, me. So I'll say me.
All right, I like it. When Mike was doing this, he was doing all this. Oh, I don't want to put myself, like all this kind of stuff. No, put yourself. It's when it's deserved. But it is not deserved for you here in my mind. I think Dardez has the best on her of all time.
That is fair.
That dude is a freak when it comes to honor mechanics, dude.
Well, there too. Well, I was for his honor for some reason. I didn't do it for his AMC, but for his honor, I always connected him to Raffer and just horse.
Yeah,
and like stun, and they were dead.
Yeah,
and that he was good as a god.
That's
but it was.
Everyone who's listening is not. This is why you got to tune into the live stream. Twitch.tv/prediction esports, 8 p.m. ish on days where it goes long, on Sundays ish. Because you missed a GIF that's gonna happen for sure.
Oh no! On to Anubis.
Right? I think of a couple NA mid laners here. Both of them a little bit old school. I think it's between Mace to the Face, and the best.
That's what I put.
You put the best?
Or I don't know if best was actually like god tier at Anubis. I just remember him like season 3 running it down with whatever strat Eager had.
Yep. That's exactly what I think. And
Mace was more like carry potential, I think. But yeah, I don't know why. Both of them just popped up instantly when I saw Anubis.
Yeah, and no one plays him anymore. You know who's been playing a lot of Anubis on stream is Cherry. He's been playing a lot of Anubis jungle.
It's so annoying.
He's kind of pogging off, dude.
Yeah, it must be hard to blink, rap, tap me. So talented. so good.
Listen, man, that's the way it's going to be. And that's all there is to it. You know, that's all there is to it. All right. Ao Kuang. This is an interesting one. Cause Ao Kuang's kind of been, he's been always really good in ranked, but like never that good when it comes to competitive, except for right away. I think of Andy a lot. Like season one Worlds, he was so dominant on that pick. And for me, it's between Andy and Adapting, because Adapting's really been the only one who's found a whole lot of success with it post season one, I would say. Who do you think of?
I completely agree on everything you just said. I did put Adapting. I did not put Andy. Just, I feel like Adapting's Reign of Terror was longer with that character.
Yeah.
And he was the one I instantly thought of when I saw AO. But Andy for season one definitely popped off. And also, he did have a very good owl in last year laning phase for ADC. For Andy did. Which I feel like is not something anyone thinks about, but it was like his most like pop-off character against set for laning phase. And he destroyed Snoopy with it.
Interesting.
And like the owl set, but I don't think anyone like cares about that because there was just like two bomb tier teams fighting.
Sure.
But, in my opinion, it's just Adapting.
Yeah, I think Adapting is who you have to put there. And I should clarify, we're doing this not necessarily on part of it is iconic, you know, who is the person you think of. I also do think that it's important to note that I want to make this list the best, like who is the best Ao Kuang player of all time. Which does make it hard because player skill has gone so far up the longer the SPL has been a thing. So for guys like Boosh, I think it's kind of hard to put them contextually in the right spots because they were just playing against worse competition. But I think Boosh and Garz and people like that will probably be on the list anyways because they're nuts.
And don't say it again, recency bias is very hard very to
strong.
Deal with.
Yep, very strong for sure. Okay, who is the best Aphrodite player of all time?
I don't know if it's best, but I put Kiki.
You know what? That's who Mike had as well. Mike had Kiki.
I sat there and just looked at Aphro. Okay, that's... And I just thought of Kiki, and I put the... I wanted to say, like, the mid laners are popping off with Aphro. I feel like Vince had a few good performances. I feel like Dardez, and for some reason, I thought of Hurry as well. I feel like they've all had really good performances in Aphra, but for me, I just thought Kiki.
Yeah, I think it's like, this is undoubtedly the strongest Aphra has ever been, right, as a god. So, yeah. It's hard to say, because she was like never prioritized in all of competitive before this. So,
also, I feel like her role is kind of different now than it used to be.
Yes.
Whereas it's just, okay, you're blinking in there, I press two and they die. And right. Before it was a much different meta and style of Aphro.
Yeah. Man, I really want to give it to Dardez. I do. And I'm going to. All right, I've done
that's
it.
That's fair.
I've done it. That's already done.
That's fair.
All right, Apollo. Who do you think is the best Apollo player?
I could not decide on this one. I put Zap and Baskin. Zap for nostalgia factor, Baskin for season four.
Yeah, I forgot about his Apollo season four mid days. Dude, that was fun. Did Apollo get nerfed after that? I don't know if he even got changes.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, he would literally just single carry games on Baskin, but... On Baskin, on Apollo. Well, both fit that sentence.
Sure.
And Zap, just for... There were games where he would literally fly into their fountain as Apollo, and that's not an exaggeration, and, like, launch Hermit, and the games leading up to launch Hermit, and he would literally just dive in to make the play. And so it holds a dear place in my heart for Zap there. And
yeah.
I couldn't decide. I think I would be happy if you selected either one of those, honestly.
Yeah, I've got Zap. I think Baskin definitely had, it was just like a shorter reign for him. And I'm looking, season four, at the very beginning, so it wouldn't have been that, he got buffed. And then patch 4.4, so March of season four, so SPL probably would have just started. He got nerfed, lost 10 base damage on his one, and lost a little bit of prots. He lost up to 20 prots at max rank on his two. And then didn't get changed again for a full year. Was he even that good at that point?
Basco was very good at directing the style and play on the map with Apollo. And very good at funneling his pressure into other lanes.
Sure.
And forcing towers, forcing objectives, and kind of being the pain Diviande whenever he picked Apollo.
He was all over the place. All right, am I putting Baskin or Zap for you?
Oh, nostalgia Zap.
Zap man it is. I like it. All right, Arachne. This one's easy for me. What you got?
I put Sprachne and Weaken.
All right, well, you got to pick one. It's Scream for me, dude. Weaken's done well on this pick in the past, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's Scream for me. I just think that...
I agree.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. I thought we were going to have a little argument on our hands. We haven't argued yet. We're pretty close so far. We haven't disagreed. We'll see when it happens. I think it will eventually.
We will. Don't worry.
And before next topic, guys, a quick word about betonline.ag. There is no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partners, betonline.ag. Sports are slowly making their way back, and BetOnline is leading the way with the best odds and lines for all UFC, NASCAR, boxing, and soccer matches. And if you need even more, they have simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC events all day, every day, live on their website. Looking for something other than sports? BetOnline has hundreds of casino games, poker tournaments, esports, and prop bets to check out. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE for a free welcome bonus. That's one word, BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your wagering experts. And now, let's get back to the podcast.
Aries.
For season one worlds, Kanye life, or after that, Aurora.
Dude, Aurora, when was the last time Aurora played Aries, though?
I don't know, but he was forever in my head, rent free.
Well, yeah, any Aries player is in your head, rent free, Vera. I could lock an Aries against you and I'd be in your head.
I also thought of Kalos, for chat. But I did not play that much against Kalos, so my bias is big here.
Sure. All right, I'm putting Aurora because I just can't, in good conscience, put down Kanye life. But
toxic. Second I'm place Kalos. To world. All right.
I'm putting Kalos for sure. Kalos is the iconic Aries player in my mind. Artemis.
PCAT.
PCAT. Yep. PCAT. No. No questions asked.
His Blink Artemis is just in the Smite history books, I would say.
He didn't. Do you think he even built Blink on Artemis like in 50% of the games he played that god? I bet you he didn't. It was way less than that. But
it was probably like 10%.
Yeah, it was probably like 10%, but everyone still talks about it. Regardless, Panacat might have the biggest gap on Artemis, like for any, like, I don't even know who the second best Artemis player would be.
Me.
I think of you, but only because you say Tusky every time. And that's Tusky every single time you Artemis ult. And that's what I think. But you probably are the second best.
I am the best trapper, not the best ulter. I put all of my D&D points into my one ability, not my ult. So
you think you're a better trapper than PCAT?
Easily. Easily, we could have a trap off, and I'd beat him 10 times out of 10 times.
Dude, I would love to see that. I would love to see you two on the joust map just trying to trap each other over and over again. Chat, something that you'll learn about pro players as you watch more content with them and that kind of stuff. The littlest thing that they can say they're the best at, everyone does it. Every single pro player. Bear is not alone in this. But. Nope. Saying that, like, Vera saying I'm the best Artemis trapper is such a classic Smite pro player thing to say, and I love it. I love it so much. And I did it back when I played, too. I get it. I do.
It's just something I hold dear to my heart, is I'm just sick at placing traps for some reason, which is weird. because I miss so many bigger abilities.
Just think of them all as the Artemis trap, Vera. That's all you have to do. Like, every ability when it comes down to it, it's just an Artemis trap in some way, right?
That is. All right.
I just improved. Winning worlds, baby. We're getting in there. Dude, I remember playing against Paul, and his Raijin would like mess us up all the time. He would just farm on Raijin. I'd be like, yeah, Paul's pretty good at Raijin, but I'm a better Raijin alter than Paul. Like, Paul doesn't get how to use the ult as well as I did. And I was a better Raijin alter than Paul, and that's all I'm saying.
Mid laners just have weird brains, but continue.
Right. You and I literally saying the exact same thing, but mm-hmm. mid laners are weird. I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem. RDO, who you got?
I am really bad on this one. I have three.
Oh, no, Barra, that's two more than you're allowed to have.
Yeah, I put Neil, PBM, and Aurora.
All NA run it down supports.
It's just so annoying to play against any of those on RDO. And
well, you played against all three, so those are the three that come to mind, but who is the best RDO player of those three?
I want to say, honestly, I think I'm throwing it to Neil.
Okay.
I think he's just like, it's like such a small margin for me, but sure. I would throw it to Neil.
Fair enough. I'm giving it to PBM. I think PBM is the best RDO player I've seen, but I agree that those three are all razor thin margins.
Yeah,
exactly the same.
It's also like just that day.
Yeah. Like, cause they can all hard in. They can all hard in.
Also, and I think Neil's more iconic for RDO for me because he just ints really hard on that character a lot. And
we love that about him.
That's just RDO. Sometimes you pop off and sometimes you die 15 times.
Chat, I've seen some suggestions. This is SPL only. So if you haven't done it, and look, if you played one split in the SPL, doesn't count, I don't think. Unless we're talking like, I don't know. Oh, no, I forgot his name right as I was about to say it. Who's the ranked Awilix one trick?
No, I love him. Or used to love him. Then he kind of is bad. Apper,
that's right. Yeah. If Apper played one split in the SPL, I'd give him Awilix instantly.
I would not.
Dude, Apper, okay. Apper knows. He knows how to beat idiots with Awilix like nothing I've ever seen.
It's like he used to.
It's insane.
He doesn't anymore.
Really? He doesn't?
Yeah. His carry potential fell off so hard for some reason.
Did he name change? I haven't seen him in a long time.
I don't know. But every time I recently saw him, he would literally just destroy SPL junglers on Awilix. And all now, the time. Whenever I saw him or I've seen him recently, it's just not the same.
I don't think that I've ever felt more hopeless than playing like my first rank game after a reset. You know that your team is filled with noobs, and then they lock in a Willix and you see it's Apper on loading cards. Like, there's literally no point in playing that game. There's no point. He's just going to win. I don't understand. I don't get it. You have to be in the SPL for a considerable amount of time, I think, before we're willing to put you on the list. Go ahead.
Also, that goes to Sanguine for me. I will put them, I think, for a few, but it's hard.
Yeah, I agree. They haven't done it over a long enough period of time, but I have a feeling when we get to, like, Merlin, Shinto's name is probably going to pop up. Okay, Athena. This one's tough. This one's tough, because I think there's a lot of players in both regions that I think of.
I put down Jay Handles.
Jeff Handla. I think that's very fair. I think that is very fair.
I don't know, man. It's so hard to say someone there, in my opinion, because I feel like Raffer comes up for me.
Yeah.
And Milzy comes up, and as well as PBM.
I think of Mike. I really do. When I think of, like, but he hasn't played it in so many years, dude. He hasn't played it in so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think of Benji a lot. I think of Benji playing Athena solo. I think of Harry playing Athena solo variety a decent amount. I'm putting PBM, but I'm not that happy about it. Maybe I put Jeff. I don't know. I'm putting Mike. Okay, we're moving on before I think too much about it. A Willix.
This was a gut one for me. I just put adapting.
I think that's a good call. I think that he's definitely up there. For me, it's between two NA junglers, and it's Scream and Sino. I think of Sino a lot when I think of a Willix. A lot of chat is saying Sam. I don't think Sam's played enough of Willix. He played it. He's spammed it this year, but I don't know. It's Homie Faye, not even close, says Luke D12. Sam says whatever. Sam, how much did you play Willix before this year? Like, honestly, how much did you play it? I don't think at all.
I don't have a baby. It's a cat. I feel... I don't know. My gut just instantly went to adapting. And I feel good about it.
You feel good about it?
Yeah.
I think I'm putting Sino, dude. I really do. I think I'm putting...
Season 5? Or... For
overall? Yeah, he played it a ton Season 5. And and he's just played it a lot during his career, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I think of Willix, I just think of Sino. Also, I think I've been watching, again, I've just been enjoying Cheerio streams. If you guys have not been tuning into the early morning Cheerio streams, y'all been missing out. Cherry's got a sneaky good of Willix. Something I've been watching.
Kind of got a sneaky good everything.
True. Except
unless he's on your team.
Cherry, can we talk about the Nox jungle? I'm good on that for like ever. I don't want to see it. And I'm going to be honest. I tune in. I see you're playing Nox. You're like 3-6. You're not like hard inting, but like I'm kind of good, you know? Okay, I do agree Nox is really OP, and I've been saying this. Characters like Hell, if you prove that you can win games by yourself with Hell, it gets permabanned against you.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a mid laner right now, I would spam Nox and just make sure I never miss. And then they would have to ban it against me. Because Nox is OP in mid. OP.
Okay, that's the first time we're disagreeing.
OP,
that character,
dude.
Stop picking it.
That character is so broken. She does so much damage.
That character is only good for you. Whoever's playing Nox, it's only good for you.
No, it's bad for... Okay, it's only good for you, and it's bad for all of them. That's the thing.
No, you literally... You miss a combo in a fight... And you auto attack for 8 seconds.
You already messed up if you tried to combo in a team fight, Bera. You never combo in a team fight. You only won on some. You won one of their frontliners and they die. That's all you have to do. You ult their backline. You won the frontliner, and if the jungler goes on you, you to your feet and dash into your teammate, and you're out.
Wow, that was a great vacuum situation you just gave me there.
What do you mean? That's every fight.
Wow.
It's every fight, dude.
Just won their frontliner and then ulted the exact same time down the
yep.
street and hit both their backliners and killed them, and then dash into your teammate that's uh-huh. always right next to you.
Well, if they're not trolling. I'm Nox, dude. Stand next to me, man. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe your team
is
playing around it well enough. I don't know.
That character is just bad.
No way,
it's,
dude.
It's only good for you. The person playing Nox is only good for you.
She hits so hard. It's so dumb how much damage that character does.
Yeah, if you hit your buttons.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. I would just spam
it. She's literally a worse Scylla.
No, Scylla doesn't like insta-kill people
Scylla.
If they don't have beads. Because they have A's.
A worse Scylla.
All right. Cherry says they're picking Nox against you. You're kind of disrespecting the god. Agreed. That's easy.
Finally, I get to beat Cherry. It's been years.
All right. Baba Yaga, if you put anyone besides Heroine here, you're trolling. Moving on.
I put BMT / Hurry, but Hurry's fair.
BMT didn't win with the pick. And Hurry did.
So that's what matters. Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. It's the Haba Haga. Yeah. It's easily the Haba Haga. That's all there is to it. Bacchus. Yeah. Who you got for Bacchus?
I put Neil / J Handles.
Yeah, I think of both of them, but I'm gonna bring some EU to this. I'm gonna put Trix. I think of Trix when I think of
that's fair.
Of
did
Bacchus,
not think of him.
For sure. All right, who you want me to put? Neil or J Handles?
We'll throw it to Trix.
All right.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that.
Trix. Tank? Beast. beast player. Bakasura.
Instantly Cyclone for me. Didn't think of anyone else.
Yep. Okay. I wasn't sure who to put. I'm there with you. I'm there with you
right now. I couldn't think of a jungler. And I felt really bad about that, but I literally could only think about like season 2.
Kennett has played it.
I remember Homie played it like once against us and fragged, and then we banned it the next game. And then outside of that, like my boxer memories are just empty.
Yeah. Johnny is not SPL cherry. I know you want Johnny is the beast, but it's Cyclone Spin because no one else done enough with it.
If we're putting Johnny on here, he has to be Alquang.
Yeah, he would have to be Alquang and Baka. I would give him Baka as well, for sure. He spams that god. Baron. This is an interesting one.
This, I put variety slash fine. And order does not matter there. I feel like I'm just confident in both of those.
Okay, well, I'm putting variety so we can get as much E, because otherwise we're going to be, everyone's going to say, oh, NA bias, that kind of stuff. The more EU people we can put on there, the better. I think
tossing fine with the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. Maybe move to Europe and then you would have gotten on the list, man. I don't know. Like, what are you doing in Florida? I'm going off the beaten path here. I'm going Mike. I'm going PBM for
Baron?
For Baron. Yep. Baron.
You're such a PBM fanboy.
Okay. It's number stupid. One, I am.
Okay.
Number two, yeah. I will admit that, but
that is totally correct.
Dude, Baron's support was meta defining for a large portion of that year. He was nuts on that god. All right. I'm doing it. All right, chat. I'm not reading anything else because everyone's mad at me.
Put variety on there.
I did for you.
No, put variety for both of us.
No, I won't.
Dude, you're actually trolling if you put PBM.
I already did. No, my delete key doesn't work, so.
You're actually so stupid.
Dude, what do you mean? I'm telling you, that's what I think of. My brain is operating at peak capacity. I just watched Smite Challenger Circuit for 10 hours straight. There's no way my brain is fried at all. Of course it's going to work. Listen, I already put it. By the way, Bastet, I already put you down for Scream. You're good with that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I was confused by that sentence, but yeah, Scream.
All right, making sure. Bologna.
This one was a throwback for me. I put Baskin slash Omega.
I like it. I like it. I think both of those are fine. You got to choose one, though, because I'm going to make you.
D-Dub, honorable mention, but I put Baskin.
I've got Deathwalker. When I think of Bologna, I definitely think of Deathwalker, 100%. All right, who you got, Omega or Baskin?
Baskin.
Baskin it is.
I told you guys innate bias for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I respect it. Kabrakan. Ooh, I think of two players with Kabrakan. This is going to be tough.
I put Cherry Kivo.
Ooh, I didn't even have... Kivo's a good one. I wasn't even thinking of him. I was thinking of Sino or Cherry. I think of both of them.
Sino, if you got that Cabalt off, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Cherry it is. I'm fine with Cherryo for sure. All right, Kamazotz. This one is easy for me. I don't know if you're going to say what I said, though.
I think there's recency bias for me, but I put Scary.
Yeah, he's played it a lot. I mean, a lot of soul laners have spammed it. This one is easy for me because it's Homie. It's Homie Faye on Kamazotz.
That iconic.
Homie made that character cool, dude. Everyone hated Kamazotz until Homie Faye, Homie Zotz came out, and he made the character look cool. I'm not even trolling. It's Homie.
Like a high school thing.
Yeah, it was. Okay, don't tell me that you that doesn't happen.
First person that's ever dabbed before, and he made it cool.
First of all, Homie would hit a sick dab, and we both know it. Mm-hmm. That is a thing that a lot of times people don't play gods, and then one person pogs off on it, and then everyone's like, oh, I want to do that, and then they start spamming the character. And Homie did that with the Zotz. Homie Zotz, easy for me.
Is there a European that's played a lot of Kama?
Kennet has played a ton of it, though not to a whole lot of success, I would say. Variety did, like, was nuts on that god. Oh yeah, Fred mained it for sure. Nika, we both know that's not true. Nika said we don't play cringe gods like Kama. That's a lie. But that's the way it goes. Okay, Cerberus.
I put No, not a great one from me.
Who you got?
I have three answers. I put PBM, Aurora, Maniac.
Ooh, Maniac's a good one. Maniac's a good one. I was going to put Mike, but I thought chat would yell at me.
Shocker.
What do you mean, dude? Wow. Okay. All right, man. That one's objective. Like, it's just
why
correct.
Why are we even asking your opinion?
It's just correct. Dude, fine. I'll go back and change my Athena one. Now it's Jeff Hinla. Now everyone's happy. Okay? There you go. You got Jeff Hinla for me.
Can you put Roe on there?
Put Roe on there? I don't think so. I don't think Roe's competing for that slot, to be honest with you. All right. Who do you want out of your three?
I'll put PBM, I think.
Wow. PBM Dan Barracuda. Guys, get a load of this guy over here.
I think it's a dual lane bias thing for me because I just remember laning against him. And like, if he was on with that character, he just hit like every stun and it was impossible to lane against. We struggled a lot against that.
And yeah, I remember watching his stream and he said if anyone put a solo laner, he would be very angry. Mm-hmm. Because he thinks all solo laners are bad at Serb. The Maniac one is a good shout for sure. Kernanos.
Instantly just thought Ataraxia.
That's who I've got.
I feel it's more of like a meme.
Little bit.
But he it's also like more of a Twitter thing, I feel.
Yeah.
Because he just talked about the character a lot. So my brain just instantly went to Nate.
Yeah, I've got Nate as well. I think honorable mention for me is Cyclone and Snoopy. I think of both of them. Wowie made his iconic play, but I don't really... That's all I kind of remember about that.
Mm-hmm. I try to not do it off of plays.
Yeah, agreed.
Or like single plays.
Yep. I completely agree. Cherio says in the chat, Ataraxia kills anyone, then says in comms, get kerned, so he wins this one. Which is very funny and instantly put that there. Chalk.
Instantly Zalea for me.
Yep, same for me.
I did get demolished by Kuvo's Chalk at launch tournament, but it just goes to Zalea. Also, in my opinion, a meme, but it's just iconic.
Yeah, that. Yeah, the trans Chalk for Zalea, definitely a classic. I do... I'm just waiting. Sino has told me about the Chalk jungle for a long time, dude. I'm waiting for it. As soon as he pulls that out, it's kind of game over, I think. Mm-hmm. All right, Changa.
Bias for me, Aqua.
I knew you were going to say Aqua. I knew it. Yep. Okay, yep. There's a big... we've heard the story a whole bunch. I think the story's been put out there about how the Changa pick kind of came into the meta. Was it Benji or Aqua that started the Changa? Because those were the two that played it the most that season.
I would say Aqua. I don't think anyone played it before we accidentally clicked it and picked some bans.
Yeah. I think that sounds right.
But Benji's definitely up there.
Yeah, I've got Benji. But maybe it should be Aqua. I don't know, man.
We stomped with Changa for whatever
reason. Chat really wants DJ Pern.
That's a meme.
Yeah.
That's a meme.
Chat, it is a... Can we get this out of the way right now? It is not DJ, okay? It is not DJ, man. It is definitely either Benji or Aqua. I'll split the difference. I'll go Benji, but I think they're basically tied. Chiron.
Instantly Yamen.
Yep. I think the only other person is Ven.
Yeah. And he did it worse.
Correct. Okay. Chernabog.
Honestly, these four, five, six together were instantly for me. Snoopy.
Ooh, Snoopy. Interesting. I think of Snoopy. I think of Cyclone. Mm-hmm. I think of Arkhill. I think of those three. I think I'm going to put Cyclone because they use that pick a lot at Worlds, if I remember correctly. But I think Arkhill and Snoopy are right there. Yeah. The
He pinned me when I didn't even have Devo stacked. Congratulations.
You didn't have Devo stacked, bro?
No.
Oh, no. That's not
on. Congratulations. You were Finn Returnabong and LW the entire game. Wow. So good. You killed a 13 stacks Devo's Hachiman under his Phoenix.
You had 13 stacks.
No, it wasn't 13. It was like 40 or whatever, but it felt the same.
Yeah.
I was still doing 60 damage to a tank.
More or less. Sam says Chino, Sino Churn. Not a bad shout, but only did it like once or twice. Kronos, this one is really easy for me. I imagine it will be for you.
Yeah. Do we even have? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Emilito. 100%. Dude's got a skin.
Literally no one else.
Speaking of guys who've got a skin for their god, K'Cullen.
I
already wrote down your answer. You're actually going to contest this?
I put D-Dub slash Benji.
All right. Deathwalker was good at that character for sure.
Benji for Season 4 Worlds for sure.
I've got Benji 100%.
I'll agree.
Cool. Cupid.
I put Wowie.
Interesting. That's a good one for Wowie. He plays a lot of that god.
Snoopy for a nostalgia factor for Cupid, Wowie for recency.
He's definitely not the best Cupid, but I think when I think of Cupid and who's played a lot of him in the SPL, I think of Mace to the Face playing Cupid mid all the time. That's the first thing I think of. But this list is best. It's not the like just the first one that comes to mind.
Okay, if you're bringing that up, put Shaywaz. Like,
all right, Shaywaz hasn't done it in the SPL at the very least. I think of Funballer when I think of Cupid. I don't know how much he actually played that god though. I'm down to give it to Wally. I don't feel very strongly about Cupid one way or the other. Dodgy.
Ice.
Yep. That's who I've got as well. I think recency bias is it's tempting to put Kennet. But
yeah, if you do pick it every single game, it's hard to not think about it.
Yep. FineOK asks, wait, if this list is for the best, how come Sam and I aren't every god?
Because PBM is.
Yeah, because PBM is number one. And number two, I don't think I have Sam or Fine for either any of these yet, which is kind of embarrassing now that I realize.
Yeah, kind of cringy. You didn't even say Fine for Baron.
Well, okay, well, I didn't, and I'm sticking to it. Baskin is on the list once as of right now, and it's only in Bera's column. I don't have Baskin at all, though we'll be getting to Baskin. Don't you worry. Not this episode. We're only doing the first 50, because we've actually been live for a while already. Yeah, oh my god, it's already been like 40 minutes. All right,
surprisingly,
yeah.
There's 100 gods and...
Who knew, dude? I don't understand. That's crazy. Discordia.
I put BMT slash Dardos.
Sure.
I've got BMT. And I think they're just tied for me. You gotta put either one down.
Barrett, do you want me to show you how I determine everything now that I think is completely even? I keep a deck of cards right next to my computer. And what happens is I'll shuffle it and then reveal a card to the camera, and that's what we'll go with. So hold on, let me pull up my OBS so I can see it.
Oh, I thought you just flipped a coin with PBM's face on it.
No.
Or the other choice. And apparently there's just the other choice.
Nope. I don't know why you're saying that. That doesn't make any sense. All right. That's one shuffle. We'll get one more in for posterity's sake. Which one is a red card and which one is black here, Barra?
Darda's red.
All righty. Here we go. We're putting... Ooh, BMT. It's the 10 of clubs. All right. There you have it. We brought out the deck of cards.
Honorable mention to Ven.
Yeah. Ven's going to play a lot of Discordium. Plays it pretty well.
He doesn't play for me, but I played it for Cyclone.
But other people, for sure. Erlong Shen.
For junglers, I put Sino. Erlong's hard. I'm not even like happy with this because I feel like there's Sino, Trix, Aurora, Cherry, Captain Twig.
Yeah, Twig played it a lot.
It's honestly like all five of those are tied for me.
Well, only put it, you're doing worse at this as we go. We only put one. So.
Dude, Erlong's so hard.
Got to pick one. I know who I'm putting, but I'm not going to tell you in order to not influence you.
We'll go Sino. That's in a bias.
That's who I have. It's definitely Sino. Okay. For me, it's only between Aurore and Sino, because Aurore made that god popular, kind of like Homie with Kamazotz, and then Sino. Trix is third, but distant. That's my top three.
Made that god cool.
He did, dude. Homie made Kamazotz cool, and I'm done talking about it.
I feel bad that I didn't put Sam a lot.
Well, just put him for Fafnir, dude, because that's the next one.
I just need to start throwing Sam in there.
All right, what you got for Faf?
Emilji / Kallus.
I think both of those are good. Pick one.
Emilji.
I've got Kallus, so I think that works out nicely. I think both of those are good. Both those guys are definitely nuts at that god.
I'll mention a 408, but same thing as Sanguine. You just gotta have a history there.
Yeah, it's true. How many times have combined Kallus and Emilji pre-ulted in the jungle to get their big jump to gank with? I mean, that's a classic. that's something only the 408's mind can deduce.
Well, on to Fenrir. We are.
Did he do that for you in scrims? I gotta ask. Did he ever try that in scrims?
Did he ever pre-ult in the jungle?
Yeah, the awesome gank.
Sometimes, but it was more of a what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you in their tower?
Perfect. That's exactly the answer I wanted.
Just very panicked.
Yes. Fenrir, who you got?
Instantly adapting.
Yep. Same for me. There have been some, I mean, I think of Aurore for the Fenrir support. But I think of adapting first. He was a Fenrir one trick when he first came to the SPL. Freya.
I wasn't happy with this one, but I put Fumball / Cyclone.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's between those two. I think that's fair. I've got Cyclone just because he really ran that world's run with that god.
Mm-hmm.
But Fumball overall, I'd say, is the more traditional Freya player. Like, he's played it for so long. You got to pick one, though.
I'll go Fumball.
I like it. Oh, yeah.
Cyclone definitely can deserve that spot, but I'm just trying to just get away from the bias a little bit here.
Fair enough. Ganesh.
Jeff / Emilji. And I'll go Emilji here.
I have to tell you a funny story. I didn't clear this with Baskin, but I think he'll be okay with me telling the story. When the first time Mike did this, we were all kind of talking as he was doing it. And Baskin goes, dude, I am not kidding. Even when I thought Jeff was hard-inting at times, he would find the most insane Ganesh ults I've ever seen in my entire life. What was Baskin's quote? He was like, Jeff understands Dharmic Pillars at a level that no human ever will. Like, he was like, dude, he would literally like body block two people and then catch a third one and one-shot them on it. And I was like, holy fuck. Just the way he was saying it. Because Baskin is like, it's not like he won't praise other players, but he usually won't go over the top with it. He was very adamant that Jeff was absolutely insane at Ganesh.
Also, I think that comes back to me with the Armish traps, where there's just some abilities where you're just good with them, and Jeff was very good at Ganesh ulting, which is kind of funny because he would miss so many other abilities. He would miss, like, Athena taunt.
but Ganesh ult, baby.
Yeah, he would, like, hit, like Baskin would say, he would just hit, like, insane ults. This one's hard, but I think I'll still go with Emilji.
Yeah, I've got Emilji as well, but Jeff definitely deserves to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Geb.
This one was also Raffer / Jeff.
Mm.
Because in our season 3 run, he would just play a very protect style of only shielding me, and for that alone,
gotta put him
at least a shout out. I will put Raffer there. I think overall Raffer has had a better track record and is more known for it. But yeah,
I think of Ionic for sure, and that's who I'm gonna put. Ionic is like, when I think of Geb, dude, I just think of Ionic right away, and I think of the Geb recolor as well. That's something else that we should do. Is if you can remember the exact skin they always use, that's probably a good sign for them to be on that.
That's true.
Character, Ionic Geb recolor, iconic duo, iconic. Guan Yu.
I put Trix.
Sure.
But
you sound excited.
He was the only person I put, but this was a hard one for me.
Yeah, this one's tough. Everyone's saying DJ Pern. We're talking about the best Guan Yu player of all time. The reason Pern is iconic on this is because it was horrible in that set. It was so bad. I don't think that that's the right idea. This one is kind of hard. This character is sick. More people should play Guan.
It's sick sometimes, and then other times you die on your horse, and
yeah, can't put layers, chat. We're talking SPL only. Yeah, I think I'm fine with Trix. I think of Twig a lot. Twig played it a lot in jungle. But I think I'm down for Trix tank. I don't feel great about that either way.
Yeah, there wasn't someone where I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, that's exactly
a definite connection.
Pain with team enemy. Yeah, Trix tank for sure. Hachiman.
Shout out to my fellow boomer. I put Steve.
Yep. I think that's the call. I also do think of you with Hachi.
Yeah, I was an easy one here. I played a lot, but I'll put Steve just for I don't want to vote for myself a lot, except for like, you know, a few.
Yeah.
But
you're getting Jingwei. I might just put it in before we even get there. There's another god I think you're a hard lock for. You got a guess for who it is?
Or?
Nope. No, definitely not. What? Definitely not Uller. You are trolling, dude.
Yeah. Well, okay. If it was a competition for Uller 3-ing. Dude, okay. No troll. I'm also the best Uller 3-er.
Okay, bro. Chat knows it's Soul. You're a lock for Soul as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, that's not. I'm not
if
even
Uller
touching
was
that.
Only his three.
If Uller was only his three, I'd put you there, Vera, just for you. Yeah, I think Cherry called out the iconic Phoenix Sun on Panda's Merlin. That was nuts. Also, the play to interrupt the Twig's Erlong three by pre-beadsing and then stunning that. That was nuts. And then leveling his ult instantly. That was just so insane, dude. That was such an insane world's play from him. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. Hades.
I put Divios, and I wasn't happy about it because I still to this day, every time I see Hades, I think of Mogao.
Me
but
too.
I don't think I ever played against Mogao. So it's hard for me to put that. And I just remember Divios playing Hades a decent amount. Not happy about that one. Either one.
Yeah. If you vote Divios, you're NA bias, obviously, Slaney. If you put Mogao, you're EU bias. That's all it is. It's literally just NA versus EU.
It's hard for me to put Mogao if I've legit never played against him.
Listen, man.
Except for like ranked games.
Mogao is right there for sure, but it's Divios as far as I'm concerned. I think I think it's Divios. Hebo.
This one was pretty easy for me. I just put Paul.
Yep. Paul. 100%. No discussion. There it is. That's all there is to it. Fine says I had me then Sam there. This bit is working for me. Fine, keep it going. I think you're doing a great job. Getting close to the end here, because we gotta start wrapping up. We're getting close to time. Heimdall.
PCAT.
Agreed. I do think Snoopy impressed me on this pick a lot, but PCAT was just so nuts. He was just so nuts. Nika says I was playing Guan versus Mogao Hades, literally coffins. Of course, dude. What are you doing, dude? You're trolling.
Okay, that's Plain easily the biggest bias. Panda Hebo greater than Paul Hebo.
Yeah, that's some cringy bias, bro. Panda did play it a lot in mid. It did have a nuts win rate and was really good on it. And it still did not get banned like Paul Hebo gets banned. So I think that says something. Hell.
Paul.
Yep. I got Paul here as well. I think of Hurry when I think of Hell. A decent amount.
I think of Paul, Shinto, sometimes Hurry.
Yeah, I think of Paul, Shinto, Hurry.
I didn't think about Aurora.
Oh, yeah, Aurora. Aurora and Emilzy.
That was a meta.
Oh, puke. We don't have to go back to that meta ever.
Yeah, as far never. As I'm concerned.
Hera, anyone besides Dardez?
Nope.
Good answer. Hercules, anyone besides Aurora?
Fine.
Really? You think of Fine? If you're going to do a solo laner, I think of Omega.
That's fair. Herc's a hard one. I did have Aurora, but I think it was Fine's Herc against his old teammates where he just decimated them that game.
Yeah. Yeah, that game was nuts. I do remember that game now that you mention it. I think of Omega. Look, chat, you can't call me out for putting PBM for like Cerberus and Baron and then tell me that I'm trolling if I don't put PBM for Hercules. Again, I think Mike and Aurora are very equivalent when it comes to playing Herc, but Aurora is what started the Hercules support.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got to do, in my mind.
In my opinion, PBM is definitely best with it currently, if that means anything.
Agreed. But I think at its peak, I think Roar might have been a little bit more intimidating on it, though it is certainly close. Who do you want me to put for you?
I'll put Fine. Both are about tied for me.
Wow, because weird that you pick the guy who's in chat. That's interesting.
Well, I really did not pick Fine earlier, so I got to spread it out a little bit.
Hey, man, I'm just saying I'm not giving in to chat, except for the one time that I went back and changed a pick because they yelled at me. except for that one time. Okay, yeah. Last one we're gonna do today, Horus. Who you got for Horus?
This one was hard for me. I think 408, Ronnie, and Genetics all come to mind, and I don't think outside of that there is someone.
You don't think of Raffer at all?
When I think of Raffer's Horus, I think of it recently this year, and I think he played relatively bad this year.
Yeah, I think of last year him playing Horus and looking really good on it. But I don't think I'm going to put
big recency bias for me on the Horus. Last year, they definitely just destroyed every mid trio with Horus. I don't know why it didn't work this year, but that's talk for another day. I was before it for the meme. I don't know.
Dude, I can't put Awesome Jake 408. It doesn't have room in my doc, so I'm just going to put 408. Everyone will know.
That's what I typed. I typed 408.
I don't know. Here's the deal. Genetics was... Genetics is the best Horus alter by far. It isn't easily close. Easily. Genetics also was playing on NA ping, and I understand that, but if we're talking in the SPL, was not able to hard carry games with his damage like every other Horus has been able to do. Mm-hmm. So I can't put him. I think it's Rongyu. I think Rongyu is the best balance of creative alts and aggressive play. I think Jake is the best aggressive Horus, but the worst creative alter. I think Rongyu's in the middle, and I think Genetics is the best Horus alter with the worst aggressive play.
Yep.
So I'm giving it to Ronnie. I'm giving it to Rongyu. But
I agree with all that.
That's my thought process. 408 solo dive into mid tower against Sobek. You and I, Rupcord, are saying the same thing. You're on my side with what words you're saying.
We did win that game, and
he did live.
Yep.
He did live.
Might have been a misclick, but
Okay, wait. So we are almost half. Maybe we get to the exact halfway point because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So if we do the 4 more, we'd be at the exact halfway point by my count.
Oh, well, I stopped at Horace, but here we go.
Let's do it live. You know what? What's the worst that could happen? Just finish it all? No way, Sam. We are not doing that tonight. We're doing like 3 more, and then we'll be done. Ho Yi.
Yi was hard. I think of P-Cat, and I think of Wowie.
Hmm.
I'm not happy with... He's kind of the same as Hachi for me, where every hunter has played him so much, and every hunter has made so many good plays with him.
Yep.
It's hard to pick one, but also that's a lot of NA bias for me.
Did EU even prioritize him as much? Kenny is up there for sure. I think Arkhill is definitely one of the best Ho-Yis. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's between P-Cat, Kenny, and Snoopy. Those are the top three that I think of mm-hmm. when I think of Ho-Yi. But I'm putting P-Cat. I'm putting Panda.
That's fair. I'll put Wowie.
Wowie it is. Hunbats. This one might be a bit controversial from me. A bit. But I'll save mine. You go ahead, Barrett. Get on your soapbox.
I'm going Sam.
That's who I'm going, dude. I thought it was
good. Wow.
Look.
Crazy.
Cuvo.
So weird you didn't put PBM there.
Okay. Cuvo has a nuts Hunbats, but I think Sam has done the most insane things on Hunbats I've seen. I think it's Sam. Mm-hmm. But Cuvo is up there. I think he's a close second, and then I think it's a large gap before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Isis is the last one for tonight.
I don't know why. I just want to put Mace.
I mean, if you're talking NA, that's the guy, right?
Yeah. And Cyclone gave it to me on that pick last year.
Sure.
His Isis was like impossible to lane against. Also, their objective comps with Isis really strong. I don't remember Yamin playing it that much.
I don't either. Sayo's a great throwback, though. Sayo was a nuts Isis one trick.
Yeah, I don't remember Sayo. I follow his Twitch channel, but yeah.
Is he playing Isis still or what?
No, he plays some random games.
Unlucky.
Yeah. This one's just a throwback for me for some reason, where I just think of Mace.
Mace to the face it is. I've got Wolfie. He was really good on that pick for a long time. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it to Wolfie. And that's gonna conclude our first half.
Wait, one more.
You want to do Izanami?
Cyclone.
Yeah, it's Cyclone. It's obviously Cyclone. We can get that one out of the way real easy.
Yeah. Easy dub.
And then we get to start with a bit of a spicy one next time. Giannis, I like it.
We have to pick one person for that.
Only one. It's gonna be tough. Giannis has a couple iconic players. Is it the Hannes? Is it the Hurwind? Is it the Giannis with the Yamin? Who knows? We're going to have to find
out. That's going
to
be impossible.
Well, then make sure you guys are tuning in next week for our episode of the Backliners. Chaos is another good shout, Assassin. If you haven't, make sure you're following us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, check out all the other Prediction Esports podcasts. There's a whole bunch of different ones across a bunch of different esports that you should definitely check out. But we will continue this next week. That's what we call a cliffhanger, chat. So make sure you're here for that. Snoopy begged me to be on, so maybe we add in Snoopy for the back half, and I'll have him fill out the front half beforehand, or maybe I'll tell him that he has to wait. Who knows? It'll be fun. But thanks for listening or watching. We'll see you next time here on the Backliners. Bye.
Bye.
I'll post this on Twitter eventually.